This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday. I like Mondays. Yes, I do. Mondays are like fresh starts. Right? Okay, what didn't get done last week? All right, put that on the list to do, and what else needs to be done, and here we go. So I'm in that kind of mode on a Monday. Had a fine weekend. Wonderful weekend. I was out at Castleton for watching a little Castleton Community Theater, I think it is. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I saw that play this weekend. How about that? Kind of fun.
Great play.
And I'm really looking forward to this coming weekend. You know why? I'm not going west to Castleton. I'm going north to Grand Forks. Friday's show will be live from there. Friday night, Saturday night, UND hockey.
Ooh, it's a big series too, isn't it?
They're all big. Now.
That's true.
They're all big. But when you're number one, yeah. Yeah, you gotta consider every weekend a big dang deal. So, should be a lot of fun. Hope you had a great weekend as well, Kev. Did you have fun?
I did.
Todd, what'd you do? Top your good man, Charlie Brown, for me. Just top that, would you please?
I had a day on the hill at Detroit Mountain down in Detroit Lake, ski patrolling on Saturday, skied my butt off. Had a great day, beautiful day.
So you were the ski patrol?
I am a ski patrol, yeah. I've been for since we reopened down there for the last 5 years.
So you go look for people in some form of distress?
Yep. If anything happens, we're on it.
How often does something happen?
Oh, we had half a dozen incidents. A young man broke his arm on the Saturday.
What did he do? A bad fall?
He fell in the terrain park.
Do the injuries at skiing come more from falling, or do they come from running into things?
Falling.
Is that right?
But we had a gal that took a bite of her cheeseburger and it got lodged, so we didn't have to do the Heimlich, but she was in distress.
She was back in the chalet.
She was in the lodge watching her kids ski, just having lunch.
Ski patrols, so you know, got to be everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. Doesn't matter.
She okay?
She's skiing
right?
Safer than eating a cheeseburger then, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness sakes. So today on the show, and Todd, you have a good weekend? Everything good?
Not bad, not bad. Just getting ready to head out where it's not snowing, hopefully, in Mesa, Arizona, so...
Oh, my God.
You know, they begged us, you know, would you be witnesses at our wedding? Sure, when is it? When can you be down here? They're scheduling it based on when we can be down. So,
nice.
Going down for my birthday, I guess. Like
excellent.
This week, so. Somebody's going to take one for the team. I mean,
you know.
Just say he's going to Mesa, Arizona?
He is, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I know, right? Hey, you go to Norway, I stay in the States. That's how
every other year I go to Norway. That's not like,
yeah.
You know.
I've never been to Norway.
You should go.
You're right, I should.
Yeah.
When are we going again?
You got to give Carol Juven a call right now. He's sitting by his telephone right now. If I know him, and he's got the radio blaring, he's listening to us. He's listening to us right now. And he, even if it's for 2 years from now, even if it's, hey, I want to see some family, I want to meet some family, I want to, you know, there's trips that are coming up this year. Into, you know, I guess May and June, but you could even later than that. I should give you the exact
I guess I don't necessarily have to go with you. I'm sure you don't want me along in your vacation. Come think of it.
Here's the deal. When I go, I look for the family that we have. You'd want to look for family that you have and meet them, and it might be in opposite ends of the state. I might be in Bergen, or a state, country. I might be in Bergen. You might be in, Stavanger or something.
Wherever the hood is, that's where mine are.
But if you've ever wondered, like, okay, where would my family be from? All you need to give Carol is, like, your name. You give them your name, your wife's name, maiden names, whatever you're looking for, you know, and he's going to say, probably down there close to Tinsit. You know, that quick, he'll say. So what we did is we did, like, a two-week tour where we did everything to see all of Norway, but then we veered off first time we were there and went up to see where Maria's parents Maria's grandparents, rather, lived and immigrated from, and, you know, their family's there now, and the family farm is still there. It's just like it touches your heart. It's just unbelievable. So that was why my daughter wrote a paper for school that travel makes you richer. It really does. Struck me. I'd never thought of that. I'd never even, you know, considered it. And she comes home with this paper all talking about Norway. And I'm thinking, my gosh, here is a, you know.
His knowledge is power.
14-year-old at the time, 12-year-old, I forget what. But, you know, writing, you know, a paper like that. But it does. It does. You can spend money on a lot of things. But, you know, you go on a trip, and when the trip's over, it stays with you. So, anyway, I did find those. The Scandinavia tour is May 10th. It leaves to May 23. There's one May 25th. There's one June 1st. There's one July 20th. And there's one August 10th. And I know that there are some really good deals on that Norse Husfest Norway tour, May 25th to June 7th right now. They got some spots left on that one. The others are filling up. JuvenTours.com or call them, Todd. Call them right now. Make me feel better. 237-9000. There you go. Let's see here. What else are we going to do today on the program? We're going to talk about insurance. I don't know about you, but when I watch these Democratic candidates, I think, you know, what if one of them won? What if one of them won?
It could happen. They said Trump wasn't going to win, and he won. So
whoever the Democratic nominee is, they could win. So when you hear him say, job one, day one in the office, I'm going to stop fracking. You go, you're going to stop fracking. You're going to end fracking. You're going to end a process that has worked safely for generations. Now in combination with horizontal drilling that unearths a few percentages more of this oil in the ground that fuels the world. You want to end that. So could you come tell everybody that's in that industry in North Dakota and the country you're fired? Please? Just tell them that's what you want to do. You want to fire them.
Well, that would not be good.
But that's what they want to do. You know? And honestly, I've been talking a little bit about the land board lately, and a decision that I believe was a product of the Bismarck Swamp. Did you know Bismarck has a swamp, too? And the Bismarck Swamp, let me define it. What is a swamp? Swamp, to me, you know, you could say Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are in the swamp. They are. They are. And sometimes they call it the deep state. I think the biggest threat is not crazy liberals like that who were elected from New York and San Francisco, because they're going to be there forever. I think the worry is people who are unelected and hide behind those people. That are staff, that are, you know, and so you have, you know, attorneys in the attorney general's office who get together and say, hey, how can we whack the oil companies? That'd be good. Well, no, run for office if you want to whack the oil companies. Join the Bernie Sanders campaign. Don't hide behind advice to the land board to try and do it that way. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I'll talk more about that in a minute, but there is going to be a meeting on Thursday where that very poor decision is going to be reconsidered. And I would let you know that I've talked about this a couple of times. I worked on an op-ed this weekend on this issue. I feel very strongly about it, not so much for this particular one decision, but more of kind of how these things happen and how this swamp is real, even in North Dakota. But if you feel strongly about that particular decision from a different perspective of, hey, what about the kids that are part of the trust fund in education? What about you know, royalty owners, whatever, I'd love to have a conversation with you because I think it's fairly demonstrated that I've spent a lot of my time on this program advocating for royalty owners and folks there as well. I'm not for or against one side or the other. I'm for a right decision and one that isn't motivated by dislike of this person because they beat you as governor or, you know, this person because I'm leaving and I'm bitter and I don't return phone calls, whatever. Those are petty games I don't have time to play. It's a serious situation for the taxpayers in North Dakota. I'll come back to that. I started to say John Gottfried's going to be here. And Democratic candidates, when you listen to them, are going to do crazy things. And crazy things, in addition to what I just described, is in fact removing choices that you have in health care. So, we'll play the what-if game with John Gottfried a little later on. What if one of these people win? Let's take a hybrid of their idea. What would that mean for our health care? And what are Republicans doing about it? I do think Republicans have done a very poor job. Mostly this comes from Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan was the person that convinced President Trump that he could get a plan through Congress, and he couldn't. He should have called John McCain and said, just save me the plan. So anyway, they wanted to do it a different way and brick by brick, and President Trump set that aside and let them do it. Let them do it. So anyway, and meanwhile, they don't defend pre-existing condition coverage, which is there in their plan and all that stuff. So they're not all that great on it either. So we'll ask John Gottfried, common sense, North Dakota perspective on your health care questions coming up at 10:30 today on the program. Chris Berg is going to be here next hour, and we're going to try and make some sense of the latest Russia obsession. I think what it is they see Bernie Sanders on a path to winning, and so therefore they've got to bring out the greatest hits. They got to bring out the greatest hits, and the Russia is in their playbook. It's the greatest hits, and if we play that, nobody will like Trump. When it's just ridiculous how they do this. So we'll talk about that too. Okay? And anything else you like. It's why we call this What's on Your Mind. Larry near Bismarck joins us next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind brought to you by University of Mary today? If you use our name when you call to look at classes starting May 4th, you will get an application fee of zero. It'll be waived. That's right. Online.umary.edu/discover more. And then they go through the process of saying, okay, you've worked here, you have that many credits, You did this, you had that many credits, you stopped college, you're good. They put it all together, and you start then from where you really are, including life experience. So you can take the first steps towards a fresh start this spring by enrolling in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program at the University of Mary. Affordable. Flexible. Classes available online in the evenings. Call 701-355-8030 or umary.edu. Actually, online.umary.edu. Discover more, and you will. Larry, near Bismarck, what's on your mind at 258-0550? Lay it on me.
You know, if you stop and listen to the Democratic candidates and the president, there's a stark difference. The Democrats are out there playing to people's fears and greed. They're going to, the global warming or climate change, gun control, fracking, everything that's going bad, 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 they're portraying. And then also, they'll give anything away for free. Where you listen to Donald Trump's agenda and ideas, his is optimism. He tells you what can happen if we work together, the great things that lie ahead. And it's a really stark contrast, and people really need to stop and just right off the top say, what are they promoting? Fear and greed or optimism? And the human plays to all those things, but the one that screams the loudest, they listen to a lot. But you got to be a thinking person and stop and just say, what is better? There's no use in living in fear every minute of your life.
Here's the conversation I would love to hear somebody, have with somebody, rather, that here's Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders says what he says about, you know, Medicare for Life, that, you know, yep. What I'll give you, how I'll take care of you, all these different programs, and say, why would you want, I mean, what is your definition of freedom? And if your definition of freedom is actually being able to make your own choices, why would you want to be in chains to these folks? Right? Well, why would we want to say, in other words, it's a different way of thinking. I don't know, if you listen to Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, whoever, take your pick, I think you are of a mindset that, you know, you want an easy button. You want just somebody else to, you know, and they want a victim. They want somebody dependent. And then they have sheep, and they lead them around by the nose, well, right?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at the history of the United States, the government has enslaved people the whole time. They started with the blacks. They came over there. They were God-fearing people, hardworking, family-orientated. And they said, hey, you just vote for us, and we'll give you this housing, and we'll take care of you, put you on welfare. And they took away all that. They took away their pride. They took away their self-worth, their caring for their family and that. Then they move on to the Native Americans. They did the exact same thing. They put them on the reservations and gave them the same song and dance. And look what they have had in their lives now. The family structure is gone for the most part. And the last election in 2016, they were fighting over who was going to get the Latino vote. And all I could say was, they're just going to destroy another culture. You work for yourself, be self-sufficient, and be proud. Don't be dependent on the government.
Great points, Larry. Appreciate that. And I guess we just did talk to those folks. I don't know how you persuade them, but I think it's worth thinking about. Don in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Scott, can I reminisce just a little bit about the election of 2016?
Of course.
You know, about President Trump. Okay. I had a very bad cold the election day. And I'm going to Canada. I wasn't very happy about that either, but because I had to go way north. But I got up to a town called Weyburn and parked for the night. And I'm just all night long had dreams. How am I going to say Hillary Clinton president? And I was just so down about it and stuff. And then I get up about 4:30 in the morning to get going again. And I turn on the radio. And, of course, I just had Fox on by chance. And I'm getting out to check the truck over, and all of a sudden I hear, well, President Trump, you know, and I go, what? I go run back to the radio, and they're talking about President Trump. And if you haven't heard, President Trump beat Hillary. And I'm going, no. No, when I started hollering right there, and all the trucks, you know, there's like, oh, I'd say about 15, 20 trucks there, most of them Canadian, and I'm scooting around hollering. I called the wife at 4:30 in the morning, which is a no-no. But anyway, I called her up, and she said, I said, you got to turn on Fox News, turn it on right now. Why? I don't want to hear about Hillary Clinton being president. I said, no, we won. You're lying. No, I'm serious. But so she turned it on, and all of a sudden you hear her start screaming. She can't believe that we won. And I'm going, my God, we won. I can't believe it. You know, so I just, I keep thinking about that day, and I keep thinking about what's coming up. I'm going, gosh, I'd sure love to see it happen again.
Well, it has to.
It has to. I hope it does.
I have a fair amount. I had a lot of peace last time. I don't know why. I just thought this guy, you know, dispensed of 16, you know, Republicans and handled Hillary pretty good, that I thought he'd do okay. I have to admit, on election night, I was like you, going, what in the world? I didn't go to bed. I stayed up and, you know, said a few Hail Marys. But you know, watching every bit of it, we were doing the coverage, but it was a pretty amazing thing. But I think given the economy now, in other words, he was called everything in the book. I mean, if I call you, Don, a monster 15 times, and every time people that I say you're a monster to see you, and they go, Don's not a monster. What are you talking about? I think then it kind of loses its luster, so they don't have as much punch that way. Right. But they're going to stop at nothing. There's no doubt about that. But we look to be blessed in who they're going to kick out here. We'll see. But I'd be surprised if it's not Bernie Sanders. The only way it's not Bernie Sanders is if Hillary Clinton goes full pipe to the knee, brutal. And she could. You know, she could. And the whole establishment could, as they have in the past. You know?
Well, you know, just listening to Obama saying that this is his economy, not Trump's, and I'm going, you are not serious. Not serious. There's no way. But hey, buddy, I got to go. I've got a call. So I'll talk to you later.
All right, Don. Appreciate the call. Florian in Gettysburg, South Dakota. You're next to 258-0550. Go ahead, Florian.
Thank you. I'd like to inform people about what Bernie Sanders is talking about on Medicare. He's talking about it's free. I'm on Medicare, and it isn't free. My wife and I pay Medicare premiums of $2,918.
Hang on one sec, Florian. We'll get the math on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Texture says, Scott, you were going to talk about insurance, and then you started talking about fracking. Well, I'm sorry. I got wrapped up in all the crazy things the Democrats are trying to wreck. Fracking, insurance, and everything else, but I think I got back to it. But point well taken. Appreciate the text. And other comments as well by text and your emails and calls.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is truly an exciting time in the United States. Our economy is booming like never before. Our people are prospering and spirits are soaring.
President Trump there not addressing a campaign rally in the United States, but rather speaking during his first official visit to India, addressing a packed house during a rally at the world's newest and largest cricket stadium, and telling the crowd of 110,000 about India.
India will soon be the home home of the biggest middle class anywhere in the world, and within less than 10 years, extreme poverty in your country is projected to completely disappear.
Global stock markets are falling after another surge in the number of cases of coronavirus, including in Italy and South Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song.
That's Rupert Holmes.
So while she lay there sleeping.
Birthday boy today.
He had two hits that I recall. Pina Colada, and what was the other one?
Him. This is the other one.
That's it, right?
I think so. Yeah. That was it. Unless Todd has anything else on him.
Was there anybody else on
him? Well, I mean, he did write this one many years earlier, which was written to be banned by the radio instead became big. He wrote this? Timothy?
I don't even remember this song.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
60 years old today, Rupert Holmes.
71, I think.
Oh, why did I get 60?
I don't know. He's 60, 73 today.
He's 73 today.
Yep.
And he's having pina coladas?
I would imagine.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
I love in that song when she says, oh, it's you. I'd be like, oh, it's you cheating loser. The theme of midlife crisis, right?
Back on What's On Your Mind. Tell you a quick note about our friends at Ellingson Water Management. Then we're going to get back to Florian and talk about free Medicare. There is no such thing. I'm looking at a bit of field right now, and I can see a line where it was tiled. And where there is not tile. And if I own that piece of land, first person I'd call is the crew at Ellingson. Ellingson's the name. They are celebrating, are you ready? 50 years total in business, 20 years in the valley. Put those numbers together, 70. So they're giving you a $70 per acre discount on any job right now. 701-893-9030. 701-893-9030. I'd call them. Corey, Mike, Sean, John, Cindy, say, Scott said, I want that, that. You got to sign up by March 1st. So we got to get it going. Pump away 2019. Start 2020 outright. Help these folks celebrate 50 years in business. I'm trying to think how many others have come and gone in that time. A lot of them. Just start counting them up. These folks are here for the long haul, Ellingson Water Management. All right, so back to Florian here. And by the way, your calls, questions, comments, always welcome on What's On Your Mind about any and all topics. 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. 701-226-8503. A couple minutes, I want to talk about this land board decision recently that's going to be discussed again on Thursday with the group. It's listed as a reconsideration, I guess, of that particular item. And if you have a opinion one way or another on this, let me know. Love to visit with you. I feel like this is one of those stories that's not necessarily front page news. You know, It's been reported on, but it's not getting a lot of attention, and it should, for a couple of reasons. So, I even wrote a letter to the editor this weekend. I never do that. Very rarely. I think I did one on higher ed a few years back, suggesting we have a moratorium on the hiring of any new president at a university that isn't from North Dakota. As Kevin Cramer likes to say, when people say, your staff is all from North Dakota, how do you do that? He says, well, there's good people from everywhere. There's good people from everywhere, but I don't like to take a chance. Anyway, let me know. So 701-258-0550. Text us 701-367-2054 for me, and Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm giving you time to write it down. All right, Florian, we're back with you here. So you were doing the math on your free Medicare.
Yes, I was. And for my wife and I, the Medicare premiums are $2,918. And then to cover the other 20%, the Medicare supplement is $6,720 for a total of $9,638. And that's what the free Medicare costs. I'm on Medicare, so I know. And that doesn't cover prescriptions.
And not prescriptions yet. What do you think of Bernie's plan? When you hear him talk about that, what do you think? Or do you have a preferred plan? Anybody speaking your language out there that you think would be a good plan, or do you want to leave it like it is?
Well, I'd want to leave it like it is, you know, and we can improve on what we have. But to I can't remember what Bernie's plan was. If it was going to be free, it's going to be more money than what we take in revenue, so it's an impossible deal. Congress will never pass anything like that, even if it's all Democrats in there.
Yeah, well said, Florian. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. We're going to talk at the bottom of the hour, bottom of next hour, with John Gottfried, a little bit about the different plans that are out there and the difference it would make for you. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Texter says, I'm seeing on TV all these Democrats upset about Bernie winning and saying they're not going to vote for him. So does that mean they're going to vote for Trump or not vote at all? Either way, it's a win-win for Trump. I think that's things you say when your candidate's not winning. But I do think there has been a line crossed this time, unlike 4 years ago, where the socialist history, past label of Bernie Sanders is being called out by other Democrats, saying, hey, if you win, this is all going to be we're going to hear nothing but Bernie Sanders and the Democrats are socialist. That's why they're worried. I agree. Texter says, my prediction, Trump turns Minnesota, Colorado, and New Hampshire all red this fall. Got a great turnout in every one of those places he's been to. A lot of support there. A lot. Texter from Fredonia, 10 miles northeast of Fredonia, sends me a picture of snow. It's snowing there. Wait a minute, I thought it was supposed to be spring. It was spring over the weekend, wasn't it? Yeah. I'll put that up. Tim says the snow is picking up. Another picture today of a listener all excited about the warm weather this weekend, and they're in a little horse-drawn carriage. Looks like a little chariot. Kind of cool. So, Texter says, Scott, what do you think about Trump assembling a list of officials considered disloyal to the president? I think that's how it's being reported, but I don't think that's accurate, and that's like so much. just let me ask you this. You own a company. You put in a president of that company. Do you think the president should have the right to expect that the people in the company want him to succeed? Are on the same team? Are trying to help the success of his platforms, of his agenda? Well, you own that company. It's called Taxpayers Meet the Federal Government. And unfortunately, I talk a lot about the swamp. The swamp is made up of people who populate these jobs. The career service folks, I mean, remember that story about that anonymous fellow not long ago? It's been maybe a couple of years now, but he wrote a story about somebody in one of the departments, used as an example, it was a secretary or something, that literally never there, comes in, leaves for coffee, comes back, goes to lunch, I mean, just does nothing you ask, doesn't have to, none of it, and they can't fire that person. Those are your tax dollars at work. What President Trump is doing is saying, enough already. Enough already of the leaking and the lying and all the games. Let's just have a sense of who wants us to win and who doesn't. These people serve at the pleasure of the president. I think it's perfectly normal. And if you don't think every White House, Obama's included, had a list, whether it was written down or whether it was a mental list or whatever, who's the folks here that are for us and who aren't? As usual, they make mountains out of molehills. Hope that answers your question. You didn't want a dial tone there, did you? I clicked, I think, on that line and made that person hang up. I don't remember their name now, so I am sorry. Here's a text from a listener that says, if you don't think that Obama gave Trump a leg up as concerns our economy, as it concerns the economy, you are delusional. Oh, okay. Let's listen to this. Obama had four quarters with 4% GDP growth. Two of them were greater than 5. Trump's had zero quarters. What was the average over 8 years? This person would make a very good Barack Obama bootlicker. For lack of a better term. Was that rough?
Oh, ouch.
Kevin gave me the look. Okay, maybe a suitcase carrier.
There you go.
Is that a little better?
L.A.
Yeah. Coffee boy? That'd be better.
All right.
And as things are trending currently, GDP growth may not reach 2% of the USA. Oh, he anticipated my answer. This is where you chime in about 1.8% GDP growth under Obama. Really? Not bad, considering the starting point of 2008. Oh, my gosh. Listen. If you are of the opinion Obama is the reason for this economy, you are a bootlicker for Barack Obama. That's all you are. You're not objective. You have no rational thought. None of it. You're a hopeless partisan. Go take a hot shower and do a self-examination as to how you got to this point. Folks, come on. Barack Obama is ancient history. His policies have been undone one by one by the president, either with Congress or by executive order. He's done it well, very well. The regulations that are gone, the Green New Deal, jihad, and clean power plan and all that, gone. And here's the best example. Take a look at the stock market on Barack Obama's last day in office. Actually, started here on Election Day when the baton was passed from Barack Obama to President Trump. What was the stock market on Election Day? Day before Election Day, Obama stock market. Day after the election, the market reacts to Trump. And then look at it, track it every day since. That'll tell you about the economy. Because that's what the stock market
runs on. Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith,
and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey, yeah, Obama's trying to claim it's his economy, but in his statement, he truthfully said, I signed that act. And the act he signed was passed under Bush before Bush left office. So he's done absolutely nothing for it except for regulation to try and keep it anemic. Hey, you guys have a good one.
It's a very good point. Very good point. So, you know, his accomplishment is signing something that Bush got through Congress in the Recovery Act, which, of course, was that whole mess, largely a product of government and bad regulation and all the rest. But here's the bottom line. Barack Obama deserves credit for being a Democratic president who spent a lot of money and had a lot of regulation. And if you think that helps the economy, I got a bridge I'll sell you. Take a nap, wake up, and you'll think differently. But make sure the nap includes a MyPillow nap. That's right. You got to have the MyPillow nap. Because there's nothing like a MyPillow nap. I had one on Sunday, I will admit. A whole 90 minutes. We should do a whole show one day on the best strategy on naps. Todd, do you ever squeeze a nap in? Time to time, Sam? No? Yes? Todd's down the hall. All right. You take naps, Kevin? You take a little nap?
I do.
How long a nap do you take?
Who said that we're off? Daniel said we were on.
Yeah, I take a nap if I can. Any chance.
Any chance you can take a nap, you do. How long's your nap?
An hour.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
90 minutes is about perfect for me. Anyway, they're much better when you take a MyPillow nap is what I'm trying to say. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, okay, we're live now.
If you wear a white shirt to a crawfish bowl,
all right.
Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, you accidentally bring it to the wedding.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Here's a call that came in during the break. Makes a very good point about the claim that Obama owns this economy. I like this one.
Hey, yeah, Obama's trying to claim it's his economy, but in his statement, he truthfully said, I signed that act. And the act he signed was passed under Bush before Bush left office. So he's done absolutely nothing for it except for regulation to try and keep it anemic. Hey, you guys have a good one.
And more spending, remember? What did they call it? Not stimulus. Was it stimulus?
Oh, yeah.
Because spend. That was going to make the economy grow. And it 1.8% over. Ooh, ridiculous. Now, Trump, I don't think, has had the growth rate that he wants and really should have given the other fundamentals of the economy, but that's largely a product of these trade deals that have yet to kick in and tariffs and that negotiating. So stay tuned. I'm a little worried about coronavirus, though, beyond our control and stuff that could be a mess. Hey, we're brought to you by MyPillow today. MyPillow.com is a great place to load up on all kinds of the specials we talk about here on the program. Just click on the Radio Listener Specials, and you can shop for My Pillow pillows. You can shop for mattress toppers, bed sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one right now. The My Pillow towels up to 50% off right now. Great colors. Royal purple, ocean blue, mineral gray, stone white. They're fabulous. Fantastic. You're going to love them. Okay? Trust me on this one thing. MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028. There was a decision recently by the land board that I've talked about related to a North Dakota Supreme Court case that is going to be revisited on Thursday because it needs to be. And I want to, in a nutshell, just try and explain this without getting too far into the weeds. If you have a different opinion than I do, God bless you. Please share it. Text me, 367-2054. Call us, 258-0550. But for 40 years, companies have used standard accounting procedures to recognize natural gas production and pay royalties due to the state. This court decision changed that. I believe a big mistake, and said producers should pay royalties based on the after-processing value of gas rather than the better-recognized pre-processed sale price. As a comparison, if the IRS charged a farmer income taxes not on the price at which wheat is sold to the elevator, but rather on the price of cereal at the grocery store, wouldn't be good, would it? That's what they're doing here. And I think there's some things that are going to come out in this case where we're going to understand how that mistake was made from what I have heard. But it was a poor decision by the court. But nonetheless, the North Dakota Land Board, which is the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, the treasurer, and the DPI superintendent, went into a closed meeting recently and put together a punitive policy that threatens new investment in energy. And it, at the same time, our overall economy in North Dakota. That's why I'm worried about it. Now, you might say, well, what about the folks on the other side of this guy? What about the folks that would get the money that was comes from the decision, right or wrong? Well, they should be considered, no doubt about it. And I think the fact that you have to live with a decision, you live with a decision. But be reasonable about it, knowing the circumstances here, and get lots of legal advice on how to do it right. For one, the decision of the Supreme Court is not even yet final. But lawyers are rushing to try and, I think, get settlements based on this threat. So they go, you know, use an opinion, not a second opinion, an inside counsel opinion from a Democrat who always wants more money from oil companies, and whack away. But I'm asking these land board members to recognize this is going to face all kinds of legal risks. I mean, that's what's happening now. The key component of the argument before the Supreme Court was an error. So, again, that's going to be reviewed for a final decision, and it has to do with on-surface. Here's how I explain it in Scott Hinnon terms. If I'm a mineral owner, I own the oil and I own the gas, right? And the operator can flare the gas, or the operator can pay for pipe and find processing plants or build processing plants to take care of the problem. But the royalty owner has to participate in that, and they always have. For 40 years, that's how they did it. Now this court is saying no, based on some bad advice they got, and the land board is going, oh, gimme, 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 gimme. And some of you are probably saying, well, who cares? Take some more money from oil companies. Well, you could make your way, and by the way, the date in which they said they needed to go back to on this decision is from the beginning. I mean, this could be $100 billion by the end of just doing exactly the way it's been done all these years. That's a really bad idea. And the reason it's a bad idea is when you turn on your television set and you see Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and all of them trying to outdo themselves to take out the industry. No fracking. No more fossil fuels. Green New Deal. If you're one of these companies trying to understand the risks out there. You don't know what's happening there, and you don't know what's happening here from the state of North Dakota. It shouldn't happen that way. It's going to cost jobs. It's going to cost investment. It's dumb, dumb, dumb. I need other advice. So that's my two cents. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.